A major repair project in Mount Currie supported by the federal government is now complete. The Lilwat Nation received $1.5 million worth of financial support to repair 23 existing affordable housing units in the community. With the project complete, the five buildings owned and managed by the Lilwat Nation on Juniper and Istkin Lanes in Mount Currie are now more accessible and energy efficient. The major construction project, led by Murphy Construction, also provided employment and skills training to members of Lilwat Nation. Funding for the much-needed renovation work included $460,000 from the federal government through the Affordable Housing Fund, $1.1 million through Indigenous Services Canada, $62,200 in rebates from BC Hydro and $622,215 in cash equity from Lilwat Nation. Member of Parliament for West Vancouver Sunshine Coast Sea to Sky Country, Patrick Weiler said in a statement the government recognizes the importance of building culturally appropriate housing for Indigenous people. The National Housing Co-Investment Fund supports projects that facilitate community integration and social support in a culturally respectful way, such as this one in Lilwat Nation, he said. Through continued partnerships with Indigenous leaders and organizations, we are helping create better opportunities for housing that is not only affordable and secure, but also culturally appropriate and empowering for communities across the province. Minister of Indigenous Services, the Honorable Patty Haidu, said housing is essential to a person's well-being. This is an important initiative led by the community that will make a concrete difference in the lives of many families, she said. Indigenous peoples experience unique barriers when it comes to housing, which is why we will support initiatives, just like the one in Lilwat First Nation, to help secure sustainable housing for community members. A home transcends being just a residence, it plays a pivotal role in shaping people's vision of the future.